Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, a classic high school finish Friday night as Scott Bless's fifth-ranked North Cougars ended his personal five-game losing streak to Bloomington South, opting to go for two after scoring a touchdown in overtime Friday night, as Scott Bless told us in the postgame show.
Easiest decision I've ever made. I believe in our players. Players make plays. Our guys love this situation. Just a beautiful job by our defensive players. Our defensive staff had a beautiful game plan, and we executed. We played fast. We went on the attack.
Talk about the two-point conversion play to Leonard.
Practice and execution. You know, I mean, that really came down to he had that pressure. He knew where his receiver was going to be. Jack knew where the ball was going to be and got there, and from my angle, it looked like he made an unbelievable catch.
Came across the middle, wide open, was Jack Leonard, and the win for Bloomington North. First time the Cougars have been 4-0 in school history. They host winless Terre Haute North for homecoming Friday night in a game that we'll be doing at the end of the week. An opportunity, too, to take yet another step towards an outright Conference Indiana championship. In the What's New department, the Colts lose another opener. Jags get them 31-21. Tonight, Bills and Jets, 7:30 pregame here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was rhythm, a fast start, 41 points, and the Hoosiers get them their first win of the year. However, IU defensive end Andre Carter knew that Tom Allen wasn't real tickled the way the defense was playing. He burned a timeout early in the second quarter, Hoosiers leading 21-0 at the time. And Coach Tom, well, he saw the body language change a bit. He didn't like it, a complaint that Carter kind of, took to heart.
Honestly, it just really gave us all a chance to recalibrate, gave us a chance to even, you know, look into each other's eyes and like, yo, let's go do what we're supposed to do out here and get the job done, get the assignment done, come back out more physical. More locked in on our assignment, pretty much really what happened right there. We just, you know, shut everything down and locked in right there. We got to continue to keep working hard and continue to hit the drawing board and keep growing and keep getting better.
That's defensive end Andre Carter. Things did change a bit. Indiana State had only 10 yards of total offense in the second half on just 16 plays with only two first downs. Unbeaten 2-0 Louisville. They're off to their best start since 2017. Noon Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium for the Hoosiers. Week 3. Colts lose by 10 to Jacksonville. Bills Jets tonight. Pregame 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.